White
no, it was White Legs. I've oh, yeah, that's the oldest one. Yeah, it was White Legs Fair. Theo, when he was a boxer, very much a good boxer, and he used to go up to the fair and he used to have a bargain with the people who had the boxing ring, because they were all family, all tied up somewhere there. And he would stand in the crowd and they would ask for someone to volunteer to go in and fight or box with one of the fair blokes. Well, of course, it was all fixed. You see, he used to go in and fight. Whether he lost or won, he still had his money. So that was the type of person Theo was. He wouldn't do anything for nothing, you know. But he was a good sort, and he had a heart of gold, you know. And you heard your Auntie Sonia tell you the story about the chicken. So there's lots of little things like this where the police come and knock the door and ask, oh, Mrs. Harris, have you seen Theo Barrett today? No. But he'd been there, sold her a chicken and gone off. So we won't go into that story. But that's about all, I think. I can't remember much about Theo. Can you probably know more about him? Has he told you stories? Yeah. He was a good bloke. I like Theo, you know.
Did they have a big family? Because Gypsy...
Yes. Yeah, they did. They were all from a big family. I don't know so much about Granddad's side, because I passed all the information on to your mum, so she's got everything there. But I think they were all big families. Everybody had big families in those days, you know. I was one of seven, really, because Nanny, your great grand, lost one baby, so you know, you don't hear so much of that today. So yeah, and she had five children in 6 years, right through the war. I know, it was a lot. Yeah, a great deal. So, but it was a good life. We used to go on our go-karts. We used to make our own go-karts and go from the top of the hospital, right, West Cornwall Hospital, and right down to the very bottom. Remember, no cars, or very few, by the first and last pub, and hit the wall and go back up and start again and do it all over again. And your bottom used to leave the seat of the go-kart. It was good fun, good fun. Yeah.
Did you meet any of your cousins?
No, no, the only time, because we went up, the fair wasn't open the day I went with my mum. It was in the daytime, and of course school was on. So I was lucky, because I was, just as I said earlier, home from school, because I think I'd had my appendix out. I was not well anyway. And it was just very quiet.
So did they have Gypsy children that were at school?
I think they must have done, because I remember when I went to Liscudgic Secondary Modern School, the Gypsy children used to come to school from there then. I forgot about that, yeah. So, yeah, they used to attend school. I think in those days they had to. I think. I'm not sure. But then this was just after the war, you see. Second World War. I know, it was a long time ago, isn't it? It is to you. It doesn't seem that long to me, actually. So, yeah, it was good. I know you're going to laugh. I liked school as well, Harry. I hated leaving school. I didn't want to leave school. they think that's very funny. So you don't like school, do you? Or didn't?
It's not the most fun.
No, no. But you were happy when you were at junior school. Very happy. Mm. Yeah. It's before you realise it, time's gone really quickly, but memories are still there. You know, and it's important that these memories are recorded like this, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'd love to have met my grandparents. I never met any of them, but particularly my grandfather. I would love to have met him. I think his background would have been really interesting. I could have sat and listened to that all the time, you know.
So if they travelled with the fair, do you know where they sort of went?
I don't know whether my granddad did travel with the fair. I've looked into, he is from St Erth area, but surprised how many smalls there were around in those days. There's hundreds of them, all from different things, you know.
Mm.
But I did. I know when your granddad was doing our family history, he did some of my family history, and he found that. He thought that was some ancestors of ours. We're not really proud of this, mind. Was put in prison because they were squatting in someone's field, and they were moved on, and they went back again into this field, and they were put in prison for that. I think that's hard. Someone
should
of them got
out on the canvas.
Yeah.
Was it the whole family?
Yes, I think they all went in prison. Yeah. So, though I tell you, we got a history. Yeah.